Hey, Anchor, this is my first time trying out the app and getting a little podcast out. And so I just wanted to share with you one of those kind of nuggets or pieces of recent readings that has kind of stuck with me for the past couple of days. And it comes from a book called Unlacing the Heart, Connecting What Really Matters, Connecting with What Really Matters by Henry B. Freeman. And it has this wonderful imagery. He's talking about some time that he spent with some kids and refugees and was kind of reflecting on that. And he said, "One gift of childhood is the ability to call other people away from their fears and self-doubts." Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen that happen before? Where you know, a young child would come and coax out of someone else that life that you know is living just under the surface or just behind a mask that they're wearing. I think that this is particularly timely for me because we've been talking at church about fears and doubts and things like that and pressures of life and how young people have this opportunity or this ability to pull that out of us. So then Freeman continues to write and he says, "At certain times, what we fear most is not the external danger that we're facing, but rather the dark internal place to which our fears and uncertainties take us. One of the gifts of childhood that we often lose as we grow older is the ability to call others away from their own fears and self-doubt. Through a child's simple desire to need our presence, they invite us to take down our walls and join them in their world of hugs, games, and other simple experiences of childhood." I know that this is true for me, that I'm not a dancer. I don't naturally move rhythmically or on beat or any of that. But when my girls want to have a dance party, and they want to play Disney music or, you know, what we do in gym class or whatever that might be, I do it. And I do it because I want to be with them. I do it because it's fun, it's silly, and whatever else. But I know that some of those guards and walls come down just like what Henry's talking about. And I think that that might be what Jesus is talking about when he says, you know, have that childlike faith. Have a faith that's not determined by fear or self-doubt, but have a faith that lives into that promise that 1 John 4 talks about, where it says that, you know, perfect love casts out all fear. And that's the kind of love that God has for us. And that's the kind of love that we're striving for as we're being made perfect in love a little bit more every single day, that sanctification. And so the question, I guess, is how are you having that kind of childlike faith? How are you bringing the best out of other people? Allowing them to set down their guards or their masks so that then you can see the true them and they can experience that too. How are you encouraging others? I'd love to hear back. I think you can call in and just leave a message and things like that. I'd love to hear back from you. So until next time, I will see you later and hope to hear back. Bye.